All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I changed my mic to another setting, which I'm going to use specifically for comic books. So normally you'd hear, like, interference, or, well, you'd hear the sounds of a game, but there's no sound here, so it's not necessary. You'll just hear my voice, which is what you came to hear anyway. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so before I run into this, I just want to say a few words. So, the creator of Fables basically decided to put all of his work into the public domain because he is tired of the way that DC has treated him. For those of you who aren't aware, he is also on the Vertigo label, or was on the Vertigo label, which is where the Invisibles are. I don't know how Grant Morrison feels about DC and all that, but I know that a lot of people are starting to say, you know what, I'm going to take my work and I'm going to start putting it all in the public domain. So DC is not a great company anymore. It used to be a good company. It used to have very wonderful characters that I respected, you know, the Justice League, and of course there's, you know, all the other characters we have, you know, Hellblazer, of course, Sandman, Invisibles, you know, Transmetropolitan. So many different books that we can just go through and name, talk about that whole Vertigo lineup and how influential it was. I think even if I, yeah, Preacher. Preacher was on there. Yeah, Preacher was on there. Not The Boys, but Preacher. A couple more. But anyway, yeah, they've done a lot of stuff. Was it Why the Last Man? It's another one. But yeah, anyway, Watchmen, of course, we know the story of Watchmen and Alan Moore. But yeah, it's another creator that is just really tired of DC shit, and he decided to take all of his work and throw it in the public domain. So things are going to change. And I know other comic writers are going to do the same. And don't know what's going to happen with DC. But I do know that after the Invisibles, I really don't want to focus on DC and Marvel. Like, I really don't. We've got other comic labels. I don't know how they're treating their creators, but I'm hoping they're treating them better. So we've got Dynamite, we've got Aspen Comics, we've got so many other different labels than this one. And only reason I really did the Invisibles is because I myself wanted to really read it, because I have not read it before. But now that we're here, and now that we've only got 500 pages left, we're going to end DC coverage after this. There's probably going to be other YouTubers that'll do DC coverage, but me, I just don't want to cover DC and Marvel. There's so much other shit that's more interesting. We can go into humanoid stuff. There's a lot of humanoids. I'm not talking about their more woke properties like the humanoids use stuff, but no, there's some really good stuff we can go through, like the Inkle and Metabarons, and just really out there shit that blows our minds, you know. More interesting stuff than Marvel. Not to say that Marvel never gave us something to think about and didn't write cool stories back in the day, but now, not so much. So let's go in to the Invisibles for our last foray into the world of DC, or what it used to be. Go ahead, Sir Miles. I surely do love to hear an English accent. From the nation that gave us Charlie Chaplin and Mr. Bean, your people are priceless, Sir Miles. The man who led the attack on your Dalshay facility was King Mob. He and his people escaped from me in London. I knew he'd surface sooner or later. He has a neurotic compulsion to destroy. Okay, and of course, then there's this one. Sometimes it's hard to tell with the panels. From the nation that gave us Charlie Chaplin and Mr. Bean, your people are priceless, Sir Miles. This is a common enough dream self-image, Colonel Friday. There was very little time to prepare. And you did insist on meeting me out with the material plane. I'd been asked to commend you for your participation in the assassination of the moon goddess Diana, or at least her earthly representative in this time section. The accompanying emotional climactic made quite a feast for our governors. In the tarot, the moon card signifies a traumatic gateway experience of passing through darkness. A new spirit is coming to visit the world, Sir Miles, and it has teeth. Only lovers left alive. I notice these dates. All children. Surely not guilt. You were being considered as a candidate for modification. It's an honor, of course, but... I understand your reluctance, but if you only knew, Sir Miles, flesh fails. I have transcended humanity in the service of our masters. I have been dissected upon their altars. Hardly an alluring prospect, but nevertheless, why should I feel guilty about the success of our child management program? Or following the sacrifice of the nourishing mother with a corresponding activation of her opposite image? The bogey lady is back. In the old country, we called her Mira. She'll be our de-antidote for a little while. Middle-class parents are terrified of non-existent child killers. Soon we'll have them so terrified they'll gladly allow us to electronically tag all newborn infants. We are engineering a generation of sick, obese, passive consumers. Even the video games they obsessively play contain demoralizing subliminals. A weak-willed child is easy to manipulate using product hypnosis. Look at their clothing, for instance. The new breed are simply mobile hoardings advertising their multinational corporations which control their minds. Children are the hope of the future, Sir Miles. Our future. This is where the little ones come to learn about the darkness in the outer church. In dreams, prepackaged, pre-programmed, and transmitted directly into the unconscious mind via satellite wizardry. You wonder why the children of America are obsessed with death? You wonder why rock groups that look like corpses and zombie comic book heroes are so goddamn popular here? It's just the same way your Victorians love their tombs and seances and murders. The American Empire is dead and does not know it. Like your empire before it, it's only aware of the truth in its sleep. Dreams can be weird fucking things, Sir Miles, don't you think? Yours is over now. We'll be in touch. Ugh! But Miles! Miles? Nothing. Just a dream. You actually want to take acid in the same graveyard where Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper took it in Easy Rider? That's voodoo, Robin. That's bad juju. Or it's great juju. I don't know. Why don't you know? Are you scared? What? Don't come the queen of the Gestapo. Don't come the queen of the Gestapo with me. Here. I'll take the high road. Jesus, we're supposed to be doing a ritual. Let's go to bed. But we are in bed. Shit, was that the acid? Robin, what have we been doing? New Orleans, eh? It's all right, this. You're looking all right, eh? Yeah. I'm doing okay. I'm getting over what happened. I don't really want to talk about it right now. I wasn't gonna. I was just saying you're looking all right. Fanny's fucking mad for it, eh? She's in there like a piranha with the big bodybuilder fella. What? I said, what did you say your name was, darling? Put the drinks over there, Jack. His name's Blura something. He's not only gorgeous, darling, he's an idiot. My tits are bigger than his IQ. You go for it, Fanny. I hope he knows Fanny's got bollocks or he's gonna be in for a fucking shock, man. Well, you ought to know by now, guy's been groping him for the last 2 hours. Fanny, eh? He's off his fucking head, but he's all right. Uh-huh. Everything's all right. Listen, Jack, I'm being boring, but I'm gonna head back to the hotel. You should stay here and dance if you want to. That little girl you were talking to is still over there. No, I'll get you back. Finish my beer and go, yeah? Hey, we're gonna head out, Fanny, yeah? See you later. I have no idea what she's saying. I don't know. Sometimes you just want a bit of peace and quiet. I'm fine. Look, you don't have to be nice to me all the time, Jack. I'm okay. The truth is, you don't even know me. I'm not sure if any of us knows why we're doing this anymore. I don't even know why we're together, the five of us. We're helping each other out. We're fighting the bad guys, yeah? Everybody's a bad guy. Even us. My brothers are dead. Revenge won't bring them back. I don't want my life to run on hate anymore. End of story. It feels like I haven't done anything normal or met anybody normal since I started this. This is not a life. So what? Do we all get married and live happily ever after in this fucking land of the living dead out there? Maybe. So who are you going to marry then? Somebody just like my brother Martin. Some psychological shit like that, I guess. How about you? I'm just sorry I asked. So what then? You're leaving the gang, are you? You're going back to the farm? Shit. Look, you're my friends, Jack. You came through for me. That's not gonna change. It's just, you know what I'm saying? There's gotta be more to life than running all the time. Yeah, that's gotta be it, eh? I don't know. I just run because it's quicker than walking me. Do you like it, Gideon? Killing people? What? Come on, Robin, I'm tripping. That's paranoid shit. New Orleans, Easy Rider, Peter Fonda's chundering on about his bloody dad. What's that all about? Is it power? Does it make you feel powerful when you use your gun? Yeah, probably. What kind of ritual is this? I want to manifest something. A demon. I think I'm developing some kind of psychological reaction formation to what we do. I need you to be able to look at this with me. I know you want to. Want to what? I'm wasted, Robin. You look beautiful. Sometimes I get tired of leading the troops in the fight against oppression, you know? Sometimes I want to forget the responsibility and just give in. Sometimes. I want to be a number. I want them to take control. I want them to put an implant in my head and make me do things. I've been having these fantasies. How does it make you feel when I tell you this? What is this, Robin? You want to exercise power. I want to submit to authority. It's only a game. I've been a rebellious, insubordinate girl. You'd better turn me into a mindless, state-controlled robot before I cause any more trouble. I want to obey. Where's your gun? Is this place haunted? You will never, ever forget tonight, darling. Ha 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 ha. This will be like having your mind tattooed. Oh my God, you are the most beautiful man I've ever laid eyes on. Well, I guess that makes two of us, baby. They have the AIDS vaccine tested. The one you got out of that government place. They're saying it might actually work. That's all right, eh? People died for that, but it might save other people. It's how you look at it. Fuck, I don't know either. No, I guess you don't. You should go back to your room, Jack. Get yourself some sleep. I don't feel like I have much to say. You know, ages ago when I said I fancied you, it's dead hard saying it twice. Okay, so you fancy me, huh? What does that mean exactly? What is this really, Jack? Is this just, I never fucked a black girl before, or is it something more spiritual? Could be. Me and the spirit world are like that these days. What do you say? Oh, excuse me, what do you want me to say? I think you're dead cool, right? But back in Liverpool, I used to dream about America. Public enemy, man. Niggas with attitude. It was them against us, man. It made total fucking sense, and I believed it. Till I saw through it anyhow. Till I saw it through it all anyhow. But you know what? It's the shit that stays in your head. When we were in New York that time and I was hanging out with you and going to all them clubs and that, I felt like the coolest fucker on earth. You never told me you were so shallow, Jack. Glad I did now, though, eh? You being so understanding and... Oh, she's moaning. Fucking hell, Fanny. I'm an international freedom fighter and a photogenic witch, darling. I'm the most glamorous creature you'll ever meet. And you know what's so sweet? You don't even believe a word I'm saying, do you? Anyway, come out on the balcony. It's like a hot shower. Traitor. Is this what you want? Double agent. Collaborator. Mignus. You'll be working for us from now on. Ah, yes. Mr. Lang, I know you want to see that. There we go. Mr. Lang, are you all right? Takashi, sorry, I just had the strangest feeling. Go on, this is the place. This is the place. Miss Robin told us this is where she arrived in the time suit. They chose this building because it was left standing after the quake. A quake? In the future? Okay, so what did you find? I've only done a little preliminary work so far. My God. But I believe there's a very good possibility that this is a working time machine. All I'm trying to say is, fucking hell, give us a break, Fanny. It's like the adult channel around here. Oh, baby, oh. You gotta admit, he is pretty convincing, though. Yeah, he does a great impression of a horse giving birth. Fuck, I give in. Call the fucking vet and have us all put to sleep. You're a nice guy, Jack, but you and I come from different planets, you know what I'm saying? You what? No, I don't know, actually. Excuse me, I don't know, actually. So now I'm from fucking Mars, am I? Is that it? Yeah, well, so fucking what? I'm great at kissing even better than I am at dancing. Fucking hell, why's everything gotta have a nervous breakdown to go with it? I just fancy you, boy. What a stupid name for a girl. Fucking hell, I can't help it. And this is how they pick up girls in Liverpool, is it? Yeah, and if I had a bag of chips, you could have my pickled onion as well. How great. Well, I'll be. Wow. What is this? Oh, that is some fucking nightmare fuel, isn't it? San Francisco, June 1998. Imagine we could move in time the way we can move in space. If you could stop in time, or turn around, go sideways, up or down in time. If we could do that, you say, wouldn't we have returned already? Wouldn't we see ourselves everywhere, traveling through the past? Perhaps we do. Perhaps we've been here all along, unrecognizable to ourselves. Space has three dimensions. How many does time have? And what would a human being look like who had learned to move freely in space and time? These were the thoughts that ran through my head as I dissected the time machine, the Philadelphia experiment. I had been told it was a time machine. I had been told I would invent the machine and send it back to allow me to invent it, in the basement where the girl Ragged Robin said she'd left it after returning from the year 2012. Maybe it's just a hoax. Maybe she is just a mad girl from the asylum and Mr. Lang has made all of us fools. It doesn't matter. I thought it was a time machine. I thought I'd found and damaged its computer systems. They were made of liquid. I was clumsy. Excuse me, just... I can only see in mono. You want me to see a time machine hard drive from the year 2012? Here. I saved what I could. New Mexico, May, 1998. Dead on time. I appreciate that. Nice of you to look in on the ground crew. Howdy. I understand. Your presence is making me feel sick to my guts. No offense meant. Let me introduce you to this goddamn little abomination of a fella, our Mr. Kemper. We've met. You were there. Violation occurred. I know you won't mind if I access my armor. I'm beginning to hemorrhage internally, and that's something I can do without. Ah, now that's getting more like it. You surely do have a powerful presence. I'm surprised the flesh is holding up. We have what you want. You don't know what this one wants, Kemper. Take a seat. I'm anxious to begin. These sons of bitches fucked me over once and once only. Payback time. Mr. Kemper and myself have been making some very specific plans. Pretty little thing, ain't she? Almost 30% Kemper now. Philadelphia, September, 1992. Nice. They've crucified a toad. Let's try the crypt. I still think we should have called the others, John. This whole thing has given me the shits. There's no time for the others to get here. We'll have to tackle this on our own. I'll be a lot happier if we can just find something I can shoot. Oh, Christ. Christ, all bloody mighty. They've done it. Look, my God. It's magnificent. It's not really the first word that springs into my mind, John. It's dead, isn't it? That one is. There may be more. I think they're just vehicles. They build them from earth-plane matter to allow themselves some kind of physical presence here. That one obviously couldn't take the pressure. What's that smell? What's going on down here? I can feel something. Let's just see. No, wait. Don't open it. Jesus, I don't fancy yours much. Oh my God. Philadelphia, May, 1998. Ugh. Your subconscious leaks. He was mad for a laugh, John. That's what I miss most. We always had a really good laugh. I thought it was something like that. Philadelphia. You think he's still here somewhere? Nice car. Want to show me what it can do? I'm trying to be macho, Robin. James Bond, you know? Millennium Man. I'm trying to help. Hop in, honey. So what is this? What are we doing and where are we going? I thought you knew. You said my subconscious leaked, like I'd wet the ether or something. Okay, there's this church, right? Me and John found them in there in the basement, or the crypt, or whatever it was. They were breeding or something, producing this honey stuff. You must know how Freudian this sounds, Gideon. Don't you think it sounds like some kind of primal scene thing? Maybe it was. Maybe that's how it chose to show itself. Whatever it was, however it chose to appear, it made me sick and sent me mad for a month. Maybe it was only Mom and Dad. Fucking. Maybe. I still have to check this out. I keep thinking John could be there. New Mexico, May, 1998. She attacked my mind. I retaliated by shedding part of my structure into her. I inserted a self-cloning incubus. It's growing in a dark and fertile part of her unconscious mind. Think of it as a seed. Soon she will be a thing, not a person. I am a cell. I divide like a cell. When I die, the part of me that lives will live in her. I live in her now. Spooky little critter, ain't he? That weird baby thing in his voice. Mr. Kemper here, reeling them in. New Orleans, May, 1998. It's like that Butch Cassidy film, yeah? Have you seen that? Where they run out at the end? This is like Butch Cassidy is news? Jack, hey, this is America. Shopping is over. Three people want to kill me. Six want to fuck me. Take me back to the hotel. So what am I learning here? How to blow some other poor bugger's brains out just when I'm getting over the trauma of the first one I done? Jesus, Jack, it's just a game. These are the bad guys. Oh, well, that's all right then. I just thought that fucker in the balaclava looked like he might be a good laugh if you got to know him. I feel like a whore lounging around the fruit machines. Emergency meeting. I have something I need to share. Something important about Robin. These terrorists are amateurs. Shit. I'm dead. She'll be at it all day. My room. Curtain rises in 10 minutes. Number 235. Philadelphia, May, 1998. It was 1992, September. I'd just come back from America, remember? We hardly knew you then. You were just this spooky girl with big dresses. I know this story. John of Dreams disappeared and you went nuts. I know, but this is where it happened. This church. We'd heard that the Hand of Glory had turned up here in the city. It vanished in 1959. It just went out of sight. This thing that could bend and twist time. And we heard it was here. Some cult had it. I suppose they were a cult. That's what everybody called them. That was what we heard. They crucified some poor bloody toad up there above the altar. It's Sathugua's totem. They want us to know that they're using the hand in conjunction with the formula of the Voltigeurs to open the fracture onto Universe B. We have to stop this. John used specialized jargon, voodoo stuff, I think. He and Jim Crow used to talk for hours. We went down there. Universe B? So what's that? The anti-universe? The bad universe? And this hologram theory of yours? We have enough evidence. It's not just a theory. Robin, honestly, what we saw down here was physical. I can't feel anything now. Say that again? A what? Shoggoth. It's a monster from H.P. Lovecraft's stories. They were a cult. They believed Lovecraft's primal gods were real. They were coming back, Cthulhu and Yog-Sothoth, and they had this thing here. And that was the door. That's where the hand had been used to crack open space-time. The whole place was stinking like vegetables and rotten sweet stuff. Honey machines buzzing like bees. When I think about it now, I think they'd found a way to become pure thought. Boom! Did you hear something? Somebody followed us in. The crack in space-time must have got better. There's nothing. Shh! There is somebody up there. John went into it. He made that stupid joke and walked right into the fracture. He'd been obsessed with finding the hand. I think he went over. They perform surgery on the other side. They turn people into something like machines and give them this kind of armor. You didn't see any of this stuff in London or Dolce. The enemy has soldiers. What if it's John up there? What if he's come back? New Orleans, May, 1998. Something's been bothering me. Years ago, I was raped. This man took me to a party. There were a bunch of other men there, all wearing masks like animals. They took turns with me and with something else. I wasn't there alone. There was a little man, a spirit. I always wondered what happened to him. I know now. He's in Robin. Fanny? Don't just sit there. Get ready, darling. The airplane leaves in 2 hours. Philadelphia, May, 1998. If it's John a dream, so what? What happened? Look, we know they can control people. We know they can modify people mentally and physically. What if they got John? Can you imagine what he'll be like if they fucked him up? He knows everything about us. We don't know any of this. He disappeared. I can't feel anything out there. Maybe something else made the noise. John could walk through a police stakeout waving a severed head and a bag of heroin, and nobody would know he was there unless he wanted them to. He did everything better than everybody. Public school bastard. I don't feel anything except that we could be experiencing extreme altered states of consciousness. You're going to get us out of here, aren't you? And if you need some extra, if you need some extra motivation, there's something I should have mentioned that I'm going to mention now. For the last month, I've been aware of an enemy presence in my mind. I'm going to need your help to nail the little bastard. What? Maybe I just imagined it. I don't know who's up there. I don't know if anyone is, but I can hear something and it's giving me the creeps. Do the big super spy thing and get us out of whatever it is we're in, Gideon. An enemy what? Presence. You love that jacket. Leather creaks. Mason on bond. Every scene's a sex scene. Lucifer fell, the bright and morning star. How very fucking chilling. I'm coming to get you. San Francisco, June 1998. The world is as it is because you did not build the time machine. The world is as it is because in the end the time machine, if it can be built, will be used to make a better world. You asked me about Hiroshima. We as a species must learn and burn our fingers and become wise. There's a good behind it anyway. It is what I said it is. It is the brain of a time machine. Do you know how to make it think? If you can make it think, you can move in time. If it's for real and not just a part of Mr. Lang's hoax. If you can do that, you will master time. I don't believe you'll do it. Of course you don't, Mr. Sato. But take a good hard look around you. Who rules the world? Excuse me. As he said, who rules the world? Okay. It's getting interesting. Britpop is dead. Say, writer Grant Morrison. Mm-hmm. New York City, May 1998. Mason, tell me about all these adventures you've been having. She's got red hair? Green eyes? You're a pushover, Mason. I've been working, Catherine. Really? With the cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, from what I heard. Phone call from Mr. Lang. I need to run desperately. It's good to see you again, sis. Mason's in love. I'll go break a few hearts with the news. It doesn't matter. Takashi, I said it doesn't matter how they... Whatever. Yes, bye. Hello, John. Just to let you know, Friday's fine. Oh, so you saw it. Wasn't the ending amazing? Well, that was the thing everybody seemed to miss, wasn't it? The war was never going to end. The perfect fascist state needs to operate in conditions of perpetual warfare. Have you ever noticed how the world has been in constant crisis since World War II? Exactly. That's what I mean. Starship Troopers, John. Why go into space when you can create the same conditions on Earth much more cheaply? Philadelphia, May, 1976. That's the Liberty Bell, Mace. It rang for the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. How did it get broken, Dad? July, 1981. Wow. Mom, did something weird just happen? New York City, May, 1998. Sorry, miles away. Listen, we hadn't had a chance to talk about movies for a long time. Did you see Hercules? The Jungian stuff? Yes. Friday, yes, okay. Men's room. You don't need to hear this, John. Bye. Philadelphia, May 1998. Cha-chock! Okay, you hang on to that. I'd rather not kill anybody. Feels like murder every time. Doesn't it feel like murder? That goes away after the fifth one. Battery acid. We've got the gun. And now we have a bomb. Scorpio Rising. Maybe we should stop here. You know, I've done two. I think that's good. We'll go through it, you know, a little bit every Thursday so we can get this done. And we'll move on to our other comic, which is obviously not going to be DC or Marvel related. But we will continue this until we finish. And then, you know, as I said, moving on to different things. Okay, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Invisibles. Stay tuned.